Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We talk about the top three every day, and the top three stories on the VFN Torch. You can get to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Of course, the number one, I want to talk much about it because it's up again. It's like hanging in there, is buying the image of hard work.
Oh, my goodness.
Obviously, because I keep talking about it, it's like, come on, there's like so many wonderful things. But buying the image of hard work, and it's about, you know, some genes. You got to get it. I mean, it's a story. It's going to obviously encourage you, but it's like we got to leave the image because it says in the last days, you know, one of the reasons why a nation gets turned over to judgment, as I was talking about, is this nation under judgment, is they worship the image. And it's all about image. An image is this. It's not the real thing, but it looks like the real thing. And we cannot just buy in to something that looks right. We got to hang with it and find out if it is right, because you'll know them by their fruit. You won't know them by their PR. You won't know them by their book. You won't know them by their business card. You won't know them by their building. But when you hang out with them, you'll know them by their fruit. And he said, this is the only way you'll know them, because many people are going to talk and say that they're prophets. They're going to say, you know, this is what they're saying. They're saying, I know how God thinks. This is what, and they start talking about a God that doesn't exist, another Jesus. It's not real. And that's called a false prophet. You know, it's not, when we think about prophets, you know, thus saith the Lord. No, it could be somebody that says, hey, you know, Joseph Smith heard from God and created a whole other book that led people into Mormonism.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you can find out about that also on the VFN Torch. But the number two story is Reverend Billy Graham. You got, you know, y'all barely talked about it because time was running short. And I got a chance. As a matter of fact, Brother Ken and I, we watched it last night. We pulled it up on the Torch. We pulled it up on the VFN Torch, and we watched the whole video, you know, on the small iPhone. And it just every moment I was listening to it, you know, because Billy Graham's now, and he's 93 years old. And you got to hear the whole interview. You can hear the whole interview. It's the second story on the Torch. And just listen to wisdom. Listen to somebody who's walked the walk.
Right.
Somebody who's paid the price. Somebody that's plowed the fields. And what he says is so important. He's if anybody, he's probably, nobody on Facebook has ever talked to that many kings, that many presidents.
Not sure.
Understand. But you can go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and listen to his words, watch it, listen to the radio segment from Pat and John. It's going to really, really encourage you. The third story, the third top story that you're reading, the top stories are the ones that you're reading, you're looking at, and we want to let all of our listeners know what you've obviously enjoyed, is max out your talents. You know, max out your talents. Realize that we're going to be judged in the end whether we actually max them out or not.
That's right.
You know, you don't have to max your, you don't have to be equal. You don't have to be equal to another man's work, but you need to be able to max out what God's called you to do.
That's right.
You know, and I talk about the in that about how when I was in law enforcement and how they evaluated me as a police officer, and they gave me a list of what was expected of me, and it's like, okay, you know, that's easy. I'll just check it off every day.
Right.
And but maxing it out, you know, maxing it out. If you you've been gifted to your talent measure is like one that one person that you could mentor and you could disciple and win to the Lord and launch out into life and relate to them, or maybe you have a whole, you know, church inside of you where God a shepherd's heart inside of you that God can use you to shepherd a church, you know, to attend and to watch and to train and to launch and to protect. You know, or maybe he has, you know, 10 churches in you. You know, I think of, I know, you know, Barbara, give a shout out to Barbara in Texas.
Hey,
I
mean, Barbara.
She has churches in her.
Yeah.
I mean, she has churches in her. And God's already, she already knows the names of them, you know, all over Texas. And it's so exciting to watch this take place. And, but maximize your talent, because when it's all said and done, he says, what did you do with what I gave you? You know, and, you know, one says, you know, you gave me five, I got five more. When you gave me three, I gave you three more. And so both times he goes, excellent. Whatever I gave you, you worked it. You maximized
that's
it.
Right.
And the one that was got one, which that's more people, the more people that have a half a talent do more complaining
Yeah.
Because they look at other people have five, they go, "Oh, all you have is one talent." It's like, dude,
right.
Listen up.
Work
you better work.
You,
you better work that one hard.
Right, let me go.
You better work that one hard because right. he's only going to evaluate you based on how you work that one. Just celebrate mm-hmm. that you only have one.
Yeah, right.
You know,
be
thankful.
And that one, and realize though, when you work it right, it'll turn into two. And it's like, oh my goodness. And so, and he said, this is what the guy says. He goes, this is what's happening in the last days. This is what's going to happen at the throne room of God. He's going to mm-hmm. say, I was scared, you know, and I just was fearful. I was scared I might make a mistake, you know, mm-hmm. yada, yada, you know, all the religious jargon that people say mm-hmm. for not obeying mm-hmm. God. And he says, you wicked and lazy
mm.
servant.
Mm.
Who's saying this? That's red letters, isn't it?
That's right. Red yeah. letters. That's Jesus.
That's mm-hmm. Jesus. Listen, that's what VFN is about, by the way. VFN is to empower you and to help you and to walk with you, encourage you so you don't have these regrets. You know, religion's told you it's impossible. Religion says you need a $1.2 million budget to be able to do what God's called you to do. And Jesus said all you need is a fishing pole to the disciples who did not attend seminary, but they just stepped out. I'm nothing against cemeteries. I mean, I know a lot of seminaries. There's a lot of people that attend them. But, you know, Brother Ken said he was dying by degrees. Every time he got more education, he had to unlearn what he learned to be able to be used like God used him in the beginning. Don't run. When you feel insecure, don't run to education. Run to the cross. Run to abiding with God. And, mm-hmm. And you're more dependent. Mm-hmm. You were more dependent mm-hmm. on God at that point.
That's right.
So maximizing your talents, you know, that's why we desperately have sought the Lord with a Vine Fellowship Network and Vine Fellowship Network University. And, you know, it's not complicated, but it is an expectation of God that you've got to maximize your talents. You have
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what religion tells you, Jesus said this, you will be judged in the end how you treated people and how you used what he gave you.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't want in my resume when I enter up in heaven and somebody's given me a reference in heaven,
mm-hmm.
they say, you know, the guy in front of you, his resume goes, you know, he had five and he went to work and he invested those five and he got five more back in his return on investment, you know, and all of a sudden the employer goes, you're hired. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You did good. Come mm-hmm. on in. You know, well done, thy good and faithful employee. Vote for servant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the next guy comes in and you're looking at your reference and your reference says wicked and lazy, and you're thinking, I'm not going to get hired.
Wow. Right.
I'm not going to get hired.
Wow.
Because they know I'm not going to work here. I really don't want to work for this company. Mm-hmm. I just wanted a job. I wanted the benefits that I get at the cross. I wanted a get-out-of-hell-free card.
Mm-hmm.
But based on what Jesus is saying, you know, faith without works is
dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so if dead works can save you, then everything Jesus has done is in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's not the fact that your works are going to save you, but the very works don't save you, but they prove that you are.
Mm.
You know? And so understand, you better start working that thing.
That's right.
And if you're around people who tell you you can't do what God's told you to do, you know, or not giving you a foundation to do that on, and you need to find a place. You need to find a place because you stand alone before the throne of God. No witnesses, no suspects.
Mm.
No witnesses, no suspects. You can't blame anybody. You can't point at anybody. It's you alone. What did you do with what you knew? What did you do with what you had? And so the number three story on the VFN torch that you're reading out there is max out your talents. Max out your talents. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.